Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pretty girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
I like pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
I love pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Now, welcome back, everybody.
You don't gotta wait in line tonight. You too.
Well, looks like we got old J-Fig hobnobbing over there.
It's a full house. Better play your cards right.
Back with you here on a Tuesday. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, to mix it on up, dude. What do we got today, Frog Boy? All righty then. Let us get started in the mix bag with a quick little update for you guys before I get into the audio. As we know, your Florida Panthers had an amazing celebration at 11 this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody want to guess what the tab came out to?
Wow.
One of the restaurants?
Like 100K.
At 11, the club.
At 11, the club.
100K.
130,000.
I saw that they had one of those giant champagne bottles. Yes. How much did those cost?
Well, that champagne bottle specifically, if it was the Bel Air one that you're referring to, was a gift from Rick Ross. So that one, actually not on the tab.
Oh, on the house.
Yeah,
that's nice of Rick Ross. Good
actually, you know what? Now that I'm bringing this up, you guys can keep this in mind while you're making your guesses. The entire tab was covered by 11.
Well, really? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that the entire, because I thought that they're bringing in so much business. I figured that that was a sponsored party.
Yeah. Well, essentially it was, but.
Like, how much advertising did 11 get just from the course. Panthers being there? Like, I feel like you can't even buy that. But if I had to guess.
Yes. A lot of
$120,000.
That's fair. That's fair. Anybody want to make any guesses before I reveal the answer?
I said 130.
100 to 150K.
Well, that's cute. I appreciate you guys.
Well, why don't you use a $50,000 window?
Okay, how about this?
How about 0 to 200,000?
I bet. No, I rescind mine. I rescind mine.
Yeah.
$1.
That's good. $500,000.
Wow!
Yeah.
Jeez.
That is right. Matthew Kachuk.
Half a million on the Cats?
Matthew Kachuk revealed on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast this week that $500,000 and 11 picked it up. And yeah, apparently Sam Bennett says, I'm sorry, Reinhardt says that he wasn't surprised that they always take care of him over there and that. That video that you saw of Brad Marchand, who was leaving the club but then trying to go back in, and they had to prevent.
Oh my God, that was so funny!
I was like, no.
They say that he was trying to pay the bill, and they had to tell him that that's what that video was.
The video was Marchand thinking that he had to pay the bill.
I believe that was a joke. They said that Kachuk joked.
I was skeptical of that one.
Yeah, Kachuk joked that Brad was going back to pay the bill.
Brett, that right there, that is like your recruiting video. If you're talking about anybody snooping around Brad Marchand, you're just like, hey, remember this? Because that Alexander Barkov, who we all played the video of his Instagram, he was
hammered
at 5 a.m. If he has to be the voice of reason to tell Brad Marchand, hey, we got to go home.
Yeah.
It's closed. We need to go to Denny's.
Yeah.
You have to end your day at Denny's.
Got to get a grand slam. Wow. Yeah, I just wanted to drop that nugget on you before I started playing.
Love it. Great nugget.
Now, as we dig deeper into the mixed bag, were you guys able to see a bit of jawing back and forth between Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford?
No. I saw a little bit of this. I'm very confused because why they were on a podcast with together? Dana White. Yeah, I think it was put together by Turkey Ala Sheikh, and it was a podcast with Tom Brady, Shaq, Dana White, with Canelo and Terrence Crawford, would appear to be on top of the Empire State Building. I was very confused by all of it.
Do you think he has too much money? Maybe because he's literally playing action figures with real people.
Very clearly he doesn't, because he didn't give away his Times Square fight for free, because he put up walls all over it. So he may have a lot of money, but apparently not to spread the wealth for all of Times Square.
Yeah. I don't know. This guy just seems like he's literally just like, you know, it'll be cool. And then just does it. So.
Pretty much. Because, Tom, what do you think about $300,000 to sit in a podcast with Terrence Crawford and Canelo?
Yeah. Easy peasy, dude.
He's probably thinking to himself, how much is that on my Fox deal? But what did they say?
This is them, some jawing back and forth between the two.
Don't get me wrong, okay? He's a good fighter, a great fighter. I always say before I see him calling me out and want the fight and everything. I see before. I say before, he's a great fighter. But if you look at his career, mention one elite fighter. Just mention me one elite fighter.
So Postal wasn't elite?
Who?
Victor Postal.
Who's that guy?
Oh, because he wasn't commercialized. He wasn't a great... Ricky Burns wasn't elite? What?
A 40 years old champion in that moment beat Mr. Postal in my gym. I saw that.
So Ricky Burns wasn't elite?
Ricky Burns doesn't elite. Okay. He's not elite.
It's cool. Well,
is there a champion?
I'm going to fight another elite
There is a champion, good fighters, but elite fighters is different.
So I'm going to fight an elite fighter in September.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're going to find out.
And
don't get me wrong, you're a great fighter.
I know I'm great.
You're a great fighter. But you're going to find out. I hope your uncle Turkey Ala Sheikh pay you enough money, because he's going to be the last. That's
it
for
may
sure.
Be. It may be. Maybe.
I hope he pay you enough.
But you know, after fighters fight me, they ain't never the same. So I just hope your career continue.
If
afterwards.
You look at my career, never the same after me.
Wow. I got to tell you.
Hey, Canelo Alvarez, he's talking English.
Yeah. Canelo learning English over the last 4 years has been a game changer for him. This dude is a great bleep talker.
Right? It's not even his native tongue, and he's out here. I'm like, Terrence Crawford, that was weak, dude. He's like, you've never fought anybody.
Why didn't Terrence Crawford just go Errol Spence? Like, why didn't he Victor Postal? Like, I get it was a good win a few years ago. I feel like he wanted to impress him and be like, oh, like Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford was as hyped as any fight in the welterweight division in a long time, and he smoked Errol Spence. Now,
wasn't that when we were talking about we were sitting with the guys from Texas, I think?
Yes, and then they were they were Errol Spence guys, and I'm like, you boys in trouble. You're good. And you could say, hey, Errol Spence hasn't been the same. Maybe the car accident messed up. Fine. He still was a unified welterweight champion. But I think Canelo gets you on your toe. I think you're a little taken aback. Be like, this guy talks a lot of bleep. Why is he so good at this?
It's good. That was great. That was great on his end.
I remember when he first busted out the English, he was against Demetrius Andrade, and Demetrius Andrade crashed his press conference, and he goes, He goes, payday. You want payday? I was like, what?
That was his beginning English.
Yeah. But remember when he slapped the guy because he thought he was talking about his mom or something like that?
Yeah. So he said he called me a mother bleeper. Oh, oh man, I am looking forward to that fight. I cannot friggin' wait. That's good.
Yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Well, as we all know, we are getting the fallout from Kevin Durant choosing to go to the Rockets. So we have different sides of the opinion here. You want to hear someone who's going to make you feel a little bit better about this?
Yes.
Zach Lowe.
Respectable basketball podcast extraordinaire.
He says he understands why the Heat did not go all in for Kevin Durant.
The Heat doing that is a very look-in-the-mirror moment for Pat Riley. That was probably...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Difficult, because you know Pat Riley wants to go for it. And you know that the Heat could beat the offer that eventually got Kevin Durant. And I think... calmer winds prevailed, or whatever the saying that I can't conjure right now. And just like, yeah, that team, Hero, Durant, Bam, and some like good backup spot starter guys and young guys too, whoever's young guys left over, is not going to be good enough. And part of the reason it's not going to be good enough is they, like all of us, watch these playoffs, the depth, the ferocity, the toll it takes on your body, and just ask themselves, like, can we depend on 38-year-old Kevin Durant surviving those playoffs healthy, and not just surviving them healthy, but doing so while playing 38 minutes a game of high-level basketball that this team, stripped of its depth, is going to need him to play? And they just said no, and I don't blame them for that decision at all.
My counter to this, again, and it's not that I totally blame the Heat for not thinking Kevin Durant was the needle mover. I disagree. But that's fine. They cannot think that. That's their organization. This idea that their depth would have been stripped. Not really. Like, it's you're not going to sit here and act like the Heat were going to be left with four pieces. One of the things they just weren't willing to part with was one of their bigs. And I'm sorry. Like, you know, if you're telling me that that's going to be the difference in, oh, they wouldn't be able to get through the gauntlet of the East. There is no gauntlet. Three of the teams have players with torn Achilles. One of them is selling off pieces, arguably going into next year. You have Cleveland, who, yes, smoked you, but they may be making moves as well. And if you have a Kevin Durant, does that change the balance of that series? I think it definitely helps. And then you're talking about who? The Knicks?
See, but here's where me and you differ. They offered as much as they were willing to part with to get Kevin Durant, because maybe in the back of their mind, they go, yes, we would like Kevin Durant, but are we just a piece away? And if the answer is no, that means you can't mortgage your youth and your future for that one piece, even though it may be dynamic. That's going to what? Move you up to the 6 or 7 seed? It's not worth it. And so that's why the offer reflected not what they thought about Kevin Durant, but more of maybe what they thought about what their situation was. So I get it. The Rockets are in a different position. They're like, we were number two seed and we had no scoring.
Yeah, but I think the Rockets basically looked at it and were like, we got to beat what? Oh. And like, you know, like they were probably going to move on from Jalen Green no matter what. Like that was probably their goal for this offseason was to get off of Jalen Green.
Right.
I don't know. What else you got on this, Marcos?
Now, on the other side of that argument, someone who has recently been in the good graces of Mr. Tobin is Markieff Morris.
Always love the Morris twins on television. I'm glad. More Morris twins for me on First Take, please.
Well, this is our boy Keith explaining how frustrated he is with the Heat.
Disappointing to me. I remember Wendy said earlier, you know, obviously he has to agree to go to Miami, and they were one of the teams, right? They tried to get him at the deadline, but for an underwhelming package, right? And no disrespect to the players that was involved that Phoenix wanted, but the package wasn't, like Miami has to give that up. Not only like they lost Jimmy Butler, but a chance to get a guy like Kevin Durant with the way the East is going to look in the next couple years, pairing him with a Bam Adebayo and a Tyler Herro, and not really losing a lot of core pieces, right? You lose Jaime Jaquez, you lose Hayward Smith and Jokic. But what Miami does is they grow their players, so it don't really matter what they will have lost, right? Because they're a team that will get G League players and grow them. They're a team that will get that has homegrown players. So I'm really disappointed in Miami for not making this happen, especially, like I said, with the loss of Jimmy Butler, like for that package. And again, no disrespect to those players, but for that package, they have to get this done.
Hey, I don't think I could have said it any better, Keith. I don't think I could have said it any better, dude.
I just wonder, big picture, where does that put you? And part of it is the Heat's their own doing, right?
But I think that's just such a poor way to go about it. Like, where does it put you? Like, I don't, like, you don't think it improves them? People think that you bring in Kevin Durant with Bam and Tyler and that's still going to put you as a fringe playoff team avoiding the play-in. Well, then, okay, then you need to, if you really truly think that, then I think that everybody's got to take a long look in the mirror, like Saglo said, and say, okay, then what are Bam and Tyler? What are they? If you add an all-time scorer to them and you don't think that's good enough, a kid who's in two all-stars, one of them's already maxed out, one wants to be maxed out, and you don't think that those two pieces are going to be good enough to have a third added to them. Okay, well, the long look in the mirror has to be looked at the entire roster then and figure out, well, where are we going? Because if you're going to sit here and be like, well, you know, because here's the thing, you're going to do the same thing next year, and you're going to say, let's just say theoretically, the Heat wanted in the game for Luka, and just be like, well, we're going to have to, you're going to have to trade even more, and your team would be even thinner with right. those guys. So yeah, I don't know what's going to change,
but you did.
And they're going to make even more money.
But the thing that you get in return is you get a guy, you know, that you can build around for 5 years.
Yeah, maybe. But like, you're also going to be dealt with like what's around him. And this is the one where you probably could have added somebody who, yeah, you're going to have to win with more urgency, even though the windows are getting smaller in the NBA anyway. And, like, you're still going to have pieces around him to succeed. So, but I get it. It is what it is. My argument lost. So what does it matter? I'm just a man floating out here. I'm going to look forward to the 20.
Your argument, but here's the deal. I don't necessarily believe your argument lost. I just think that you're going into this thinking Kevin Durant and not thinking all of the other stuff. And they're getting paid to think about all the other stuff.
Yeah, but it always feels like they're squirreling away for something and there's never going to be a payoff for it. Like when you say,
oh, we're waiting till this year, or that's too rich for our blood, or whatever, when you see all these other teams making big porn hacks, I would say this, that when you look at a team like OKC, when you look at a team like Houston, when you look at a team like San Antonio, they're in a different place.
Agreed.
And so adding Kevin Durant to those rosters would probably signify something different than it would by adding KD to this roster.
But you're also, but here's the thing, you're also in a much bigger gauntlet of a conference. So being the two seed in the West means a lot less than it does in the East. Like,
because,
if you can,
because the six seed in the West could win the championship.
Well, I mean, we just saw the five seed made finals and took it to game seven.
Right.
You got to get in the dance.
Right.
So here,
and here's the question that I have, and here's where you have to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I add KD, give up Jovic and, you know, Jaime and, you know, whoever you're going to trade. Right. But evidently,
I kept Khalil, I kept Davion.
Right. Where does that put the Heat in the East? Honestly, like, not I where think, you think.
I think I definitely think that team could be top four. I definitely think they can.
But and here's
with the injury situations we're facing right now.
To your point, here's what I would say that supports that. I would say that if they were healthy and Jimmy had played the whole damn year, they could have been a fourth seed anyway. So we kind of have to look at that team as that and not necessarily what they ended up. So I'll give you that. That being said, you know how the Heat feel about old players.
I know. That is something they haven't ventured off. That is fair.
And that's the beginning of Fat Riley. That's not just now.
Totally fair.
That's not a new thing.
Not a new thing. We'll take a break here on the program. Final hour coming on up. We'll hear a little bit from Aaron Ekblad, who talked about his contract situation back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.